Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Another year almost in the books. 2016 was a challenging year for too many different reasons. Here on Radio Gallery, I'd like to take a look back at the exhibits and artist stories that made an impact this year and consider some of the work that created a lasting memory, reminding us about history or challenging long-held ideas. Some artists set out to challenge stereotypes or mindsets, and others just to get folks thinking anew. From Latina art to breaking barriers in quilting, from images of the Iron Range today to films created here in Minnesota that don't have a Fargo accent, art is a way to change how people think about the people and the world around them. Amongst the highlights from 2016, I appreciated Rob Adams and his local union history and his take on how these important spaces read today in his show Insight, Twin Ports Labor History.
I look at the sites today where there were strike riots or police crackdowns on unions or events like that, and combine some images of historical photos of what was there or what that site looked like with what's there today that people wouldn't realize. It's fascinating to me, the different layers of history and what we walk by or drive by all the time and might not remember or know happened there.
The Duluth Film Festival and Minnesota storyteller Vance Gellert both brought us art that reminds us that the wealth of artistic stories on the range, from the Duluth Film Festival showing films in Cook that were filmed in Virginia and points north, and Vance Gellert with his insightful photographs.
It's an extraordinarily interesting story with great people, and the visual environment was compelling. It's the contemporary range. What is that? And how is it informed by its history? It was quite an adventure. You know, I'm a photographer. I refer to myself as a storyteller. I tell stories that really, really intrigue me. And I feel very fortunate that I get to follow my camera around. You know, the images sort of reveal. I see things and I'm moving around, but it's speaking to me in a different way, you know, inside. And it takes a while for it all to settle in. And then suddenly, sometimes, something that happens that just triggers the whole project, reveals it to me, what is going on here. Oh, this is amazing. And then with renewed energy, I just go back and expand it more and find new and exciting things.
Some shows challenge preconceived notions. Shows like Stitch One Red, spotlighting alternative and male quilters. Untyping Casta, challenging media stereotypes of Latinos. And Prove Gallery all year long, particularly in their recent event, All Black Zine, reminding folks of the internal dialogue we all have and how it may differ from the external racial or ethnic stereotypes others perceive or hold. Maria Cristina Tavera and her show Untyping Casta.
The actual exhibit stems from the idea of the casta system that started in Mexico when the Spanish arrived and were very concerned about people mixing with others of African and indigenous descent. And so they created these outrageous, supposedly scientific classifications of groups of racial mixing. And they created these charts with paintings of what the families would look like, as a way to kind of warn people to not mix with someone of a different race. So to me, this is more of a contemporary conversation about what it means to be Latino, because you can be Asian or you can be Black or you can, you know, be indigenous. And what does that look like today? And how do we continue to categorize people based on their ethnic backgrounds?
Here's Jordan Moses.
All Black Zine is really this effort to showcase and highlight artists, creators, activists of color, our stories, our experiences, our realities, because oftentimes in media, in history, in other realms, we are underrepresented. Oftentimes we are erased or forgotten. And so this is sort of a push to really highlight voices and provide a foundation and a platform for folks of color to speak up and speak out and share with the world.
Radio Gallery is a weekly arts program dedicated to sharing the work and endeavors of Minnesota artists and encourage everyone to think big, work together, and be creative, to seek out art, to add it to their lives, their homes, and their community, and see how it changes the world. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.